Now, on the 28th of September, 1966, 50 years ago to the day, Mozart rang out in Belfast and the Ulster Orchestra was born. To mark the occasion, there will be 50 mini concerts in a day. That's the challenge the Ulster Orchestra is setting itself to mark their 50th birthday. Members of the orchestra will be out performing right across Belfast today. Joining me now, the Managing Director, Richard Wigley. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So, a big gig this, a big event, a big challenge.
Oh, a massive challenge. It's kind of bonkers, but I'm really excited to showcase our 50 years of inspiration. It's great to do it this way.
How do you get people who think that the orchestra is, I don't know, it's for posh people, it's not for them?
Yeah.
How do you get them interested in this, Richard?
Well, I'm really interested because I'm a musician as well. And if you look at most of the members of the orchestra, they've come from all parts of society. But I know what you mean. I quite like it when we find a way to, as we're doing with our Lush gig in the arena, we find a way to approach people in a different way so they can hear our symphonic music in the way that suits them, the way they like. Could be film music, could be pops, could be anything. So if Beethoven's not your thing, I hope we could provide something else for you.
Well, you talk about the films, movies, TV theme performances, maybe like this.
Yeah.
You see, for me, Richard, that's, and I don't know what it says about me, but that's when it starts to click for me. That's when I start to get a tingle. Because I recognize it.
Oh, but they're the great composers, aren't they? I mean, Cacciatore doing the Oneiden line. Well, he didn't know it was going to be the Oneiden line when he wrote it. You know, John Williams, the greatest film composer ever, Star Wars. Just amazing. Amazing, amazing. I love it, actually. I think films without an orchestra would be 10% of what they are, because it really gives heft and weight to the movie.
I'm actually thinking we should try, and I'm saying this off the top of my head, so maybe this will be impossible, but we should try to see if over the next coming weeks, months, whatever, maybe we could get the Ulster Orchestra to do some type of theme for the Nolan show.
Perfect.
What do you think?
The house band, we're on for it.
You up for that? We could try to create something for the radio show.
You are absolutely on. We're ready when you are.
Okay. How far do you have to go, Richard? Like, how much of a gap is there, with you being honest with me, as to you being relevant to all different walks of life in Northern Ireland rather than just one particular type of background?
Yeah, I think we could have done more probably in the last 10 or 15 years, but that's true of most orchestras. So I take the view that, you know, we need to create events that feel like, you know, this is who we are. This, as people in Northern Ireland, this belongs to us. So looking at the great songwriting traditions in Northern Ireland and seeing how we can bring that out in each of the six counties, you know, that's my goal here, is to make something for everybody that they want to come to. So if they don't like Beethoven, not a problem, but I'm pretty sure they'll like the impact of the orchestra in some other way.